If I'd given a choice when I first entered high school, I probably would have never picked this small group of people to be my classmates for the next 4 years. But now, after what seems like an eternity of assemblies, testing, presentations, and field trips, I realize that I would not have wanted it any other way.
Salutatorian Jenny Humphrey was the first student to speak at the graduation ceremony. She said, when she thinks of the class of 2015, one word comes to mind.
Humor. As a class, we are constantly laughing, and usually not at the most appropriate of times. We turn the often stressful days of high school into a time of fun and entertainment. I laughed every day at Haynes High School, whether it was in the hallways, at lunch, or in the classroom, as we shared crazy stories and some outrageous ideas.
Humphrey didn't need to provide evidence of that humor. Graduate Kyle Klinger did that when he put on a pair of sunglasses and sauntered around the gym, serenading the crowd.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel.
The humor continued in valedictorian Keegan Sundberg's speech. He addressed something on everyone's mind. It was getting really hot in this gym full of people.
I see you fanning your faces with the programs like you're about to pass out. Think about how I feel. Think about how we feel on this grand occasion. You should be down here fanning our faces unless you want to deal with some heat exhaustion.
But Sundberg did get serious after a few minutes. He told his classmates about his guiding principles, time management and dedication.
I'll tell you right now, there were countless days in my high school career that I thought the work I was doing was pointless. All the math matrices and subject, verb, predicate nonsense really gave me a run for my money. Like, come on, Davis, am I even going to use this in my future? The little things that seem to have no use are what really make a person strong. Those were the days I had the toughest time staying dedicated to my schoolwork, but all I could do was push through. I knew the intense studying and late night homework sessions would pay off.
Hard work was also a theme in commencement speaker and high school teacher Lily Boron's speech. She told graduates to let their roots in Haynes strengthen them during difficult times.
Your families, your teachers, and your community has invested much into your future. What will you do with it? That's the big question.
Boron talked about pushing herself to take up running. She started out running for 30 seconds at a time, and after a while, she was able to run several miles in a race.
If you're standing still, get up and start walking. If you're walking, run. If you're running, spread your wings and fly. We'll all be watching.
The 20 graduates are headed to college, jobs, and vocational programs. Students were awarded about $60,000 in scholarships for their next steps.
Now, graduating class of 2015, I'm proud to say congratulations. We made it.
It's a new dawn. It's a new day. It's a new life. It's a new life for me. And I'm feeling.